This part of the program brought to you by Craig Stiles and Ameriprise Financial. Craig delivers the Desideri proprietary system to manage your investments in a way that nobody else can. It is remarkable. 23,000 plus mutual funds out there. Mind-blowing, really. How do you know which one to pick? I had no idea. That's why I called Craig Stiles, and you should too. So many people that listen to this program have already done so. I know, because they've become customers, and therefore they've become friends of Craig. That's kind of how it works with him. Anywhere, give Craig Stiles a call, 517-483-4893, 517-483-4893. Trust me, he will change the way you think about things. All right, Matt is on the line from Plymouth, I believe. Matt, on the Common Sense Hotline, what is on your mind?
Hey, I've never heard anybody talk about these Dominion machines.
What do you mean?
Either we get them out of there or get them certified that they're not going to spread the votes and allow them to be double counted and all that type of stuff. If we don't do anything with the Dominion machines, we're going to lose every election after election.
Well, I think that Dominion machines are being looked at everywhere. In fact, in Maricopa County now, they're going to pull in 2.1 million ballots from the largest county in Arizona, just ordered by a judge here a couple of days ago. They'll have a chance to go through and certify and audit and look closely at the votes and how they were counted. And if there's something to be found, they will find them. And there were Dominions in Arizona, so we'll find out what the truth is. And right now, there's a lot of finger-pointing and speculation and Dominion filing lawsuits against people and people saying they know that things have happened. Well, Maricopa County might hold the key to what we find out, Matthew. What do you think?
Well, as far as I remember, the whole thing started in Antrim County in Michigan. And some judge gave them permission to open the door on the machine and take a look. Never heard of any response from that.
Well, yeah, there was a report written and released from Antrim County, Michigan. You can go
Are they going to keep using Dominion machines?
I don't know what the outcome is going to be in final and totality. There's enough reason about the cost of, and the cost overrun. Dominion signed contracts that they've already charged millions more in Michigan and Georgia and elsewhere than they agreed to in their contract. That would be reason enough to take Dominion machines out, but they're going to look closely, Matthew. And I think when you have definitive proof, which I don't believe we have now, but we might get out of Maricopa County, can tell us what is true and what is not. And we have to let that process go forward. We certainly do.
Okay.
In the meantime.
Yeah, somebody's looking at it. That's all I care. We're going to lose every election, one right after the other.
No, I don't believe that. I don't believe that. I'm going to tell you what I think. I think mass mail-in ballots are far more dangerous than the machines. Far more dangerous. There's no question that Donald Trump would have won the election of 2020 if not for mass mail-in ballots, because people that would not have made the effort to go to the polling place sat at home and filled out ballots. I believe that happened. People that never would have gone and never would have bothered, oh, I'll fill this out today, and I'm just going to vote for Biden because I don't like Trump. And boom, they sent back a lot of them in Michigan and Pennsylvania, all over this country. I believe that the states that made it really loosey-goosey to send in mail-in ballots changed the balance of the outcome. You know, but I don't know until we get more information and more evidence. But I appreciate the phone call.
Okay.
Thank you so much for calling in. And I'm not saying he's wrong. I'm saying I don't know. I'm saying I don't know because we don't have, you know, even the Dominion review in Antrim County was not definitive. Because they said, I've read the report. There are things they don't know. They can't say it's not definitive. You can speculate, but speculation, well, what good is that? So it's important for people to figure it out. But I can tell you this, more than two-thirds of Republicans say the 2020 presidential election was invalid. That, according to a brand-new poll from the R Street Institute, a free market group, found that 67% of Republicans view the past election as invalid. 23% believe it was valid. Half of Republicans said they believe their votes counted. 42% said the system is corrupt. Their vote probably doesn't get counted anyway. Former President Trump's rhetoric seems to have a profound impact on the outlook of the election as well. Former President Trump and his allies claim that he won the 2020 election in a landslide and that it was stolen from him through systemic fraud. But many of the lawsuits never went through. Until you get discovery in one of these lawsuits, and you can order discovery, like has happened in Maricopa County, Arizona, where they said, the judge said, yes, 2.1 million ballots, go look. Go look. So it's time that you can go look. But yes, the majority of Republicans believe it was an invalid election. 92% of Republicans in the poll said alternative voting methods like mail voting, which is not allowed anywhere in the world to speak of, and drop boxes lead to more errors. And I say it leads to more errors and possible fraud. I mean, there's a reason the EU countries don't allow mail-in ballots. Some did for a while. Then they got rid of them. Why? Because you know why. Because people can cheat on mail-in ballots. That's why they're not allowed in France or Germany or the UK or Spain or Italy. There's a reason. There's a reason. And the reasons are valid. And there is no doubt that states that are moving to get away from mass mail-in ballots and ballot harvesting like you have in California should not be allowed anywhere in America. Absolutely not. Anywhere in America. So I don't know if the machines, I don't know. They're still in court. The point is it's not definitive. And until there's something definitive, we have to wait. Questions? Sure, lots of them. About mail-in ballots, about the machines that were used, about the people that were involved. Sure, lots of questions. But you've got to prove it. And I mean really prove it. Not, I saw a truck here, or this lady said that, that's all circumstantial evidence that's important. Not definitive. 52 Abbott.
Pure Michigan water has never been more important than it is today. You can find your Pure Michigan water experts at Wolverine Water. Wolverine Water has been installing Michigan-made products for almost 75 years now. Hometown products and hometown service provided by your friends and neighbors at Wolverine Water since 1947. How about that for a cool drink of water? Wolverine Water. I've been a customer for over 20 years, too. If you're ready for the very best, you're ready for Wolverine Water. WolverineWaterSystems.com.
All right, I've gone through all the tracks. Just move through the beats. Do your thing.
All right, everyone, let's hear it for West High's own Brooke Turner, a.k.a. DJ Hook.
Scratching up my first school dance takes confidence. So getting into college, I've got what it takes. So do you.
Visit knowhowtogo.org to learn what you should be doing right now to prepare for college. Start taking the steps at knowhowtogo.org. Brought to you by the American Council on Education, Lumina Foundation, and the Ad Council.